The input was faith. The output was a testimony. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. So the whole Hebrews, I love reading Hebrews 11 a lot. When I want to pray on difficult things. So it says, by faith, this one did this. By faith, this one achieved that. By faith. Can you imagine starting to build something to say that there will be rain? And you have built it for 10 years and there is no rain. And you keep on building. You, if you build something and then that season finishes, there's no rain. You think like, I think I'm crazy. Do you know how many years took before the rain came? You have no clue, right? 120 years. People were born and people died. The man was still building it. People said, do you see this guy? Is he normal? Some of you, you've been praying, praying, believing something for the past 10 years. People think you are crazy. Wait. Somebody shout, wait.
Wait.
We'll see who's crazy when the rain starts. I'm not talking to you. So faith does not change. In other words, the longevity of faith. If you see from the scripture there, when we talk about him building an ark, building the ship for 120 years, building it, what was the teaching God was trying to teach the future generation, which is our generation? That faith does not change its confession. Faith does not change because of season, time, period. What it is said 2 years ago, it will still say the very same things today. Faith is not something that comes and must go. When it comes upon you, maintain it. Because it can disappear. Maintain it. So I believe in Jesus. But I also believe he heals. I believe in Jesus. But I also believe he delivers. I believe in Jesus. But I also believe he saves. Okay. To also believe that he heals is not enough. Because you can believe that God heals, but are you believing that you are going to be healed now? That's another chapter. So you'll find out that faith is not with so many people. This is why in the Bible, the whole nation of Israel, there could just be few people that they're being spoken about. Oh, why? Because these men, the Bible says, these men, they believed. Were they not worshippers of Yahweh, the Israelites? They were. But there was a moment when they said, we're going to die. And Moses said, you want. So we see two confessions. Can you imagine that Moses saints, believers, he chooses the best team of men who are so loyal, who are so prayerful. He says, go and check, go and spy. Are you understanding this? The men he sent, he didn't just send people from the congregation. He sent people, even me. If you ask him to send people that, okay, send them to go and do something spiritual, I can't just send anyone. I'd be like you. You, can you go and do this? So when Moses was selecting the people, he didn't just choose randomly. It was not a random choice. It was decisive. He had made up a choice based on who he knew. If I send this one, he would do it. Can you imagine when after sending those people, when they went to Canaan, when they came back, amongst those believers, they had two reports. One group said, no. When we saw, yeah, the land is there. The Bible says, these men said, the land is actually fertile. We even brought fruits. The place has got milk. The place has got honey. However, Moses, let's not deceive people here. We have no army to match those guys. Those guys are giants. Logic talking. Am I talking to you? We can't what? We can't match them. Now imagine you want to open up your business and you're looking at what's happening in the markets, how other big companies are taking over. You're like, I'm starting small. In your mind, you're not even thinking of, taking over those other big companies. In your mind, you still feel like, this is how I operate. For now, Papa, I'm trying to do it small like this. And you want my prayer. Are you here, right?
Yes.
So now imagine this. As I said about faith, faith must not change confession. God will deal with you according to the measure of your faith. Moses sends two groups. One group says, we can't match them. And one group says, no. We were there. We saw the soldiers. But I know we are not going there with our ability. We have God on our side. In fact, we will defeat them. There is no another day that Moses was so heartbroken than this day. And there is no another day that God killed so many people than this day. The Bible says the bad report, there were two reports, right? One good, one bad. But the Bible says the rest of Israel chose to believe what? The bad report. And they began to cry. The Bible says they cried as if there was a funeral. Saying, Moses, what have you done taking us out of Egypt? Are you hearing this report? It's like two preachers. One is preaching bad things will happen to you, and one is saying good things will happen to you, and you choose bad. So the doctor tells you, are you here or you're home? The doctor tells you that, oh, this sickness will kill you. And the prophet is saying you're healed. But in your mind, what is so loud is what the doctor what said. Now, the Bible says they began to cry. They began to what? They began to cry as if there was a funeral. And the Bible says on that single day, Moses had to lie down from morning to evening. He could not face the people. And the anger of God was so strong that he killed anyone who murmured, anyone who doubted, because God hates doubt with passion. To an extent that Jesus asked Peter, why did you doubt? Because doubt is not acceptable in the kingdom. Are you here? So, when we are speaking this subject of faith, faith must not be only on the things you know you can manage, like, budgeting your life based on what you have. It has to change. Touch your chest in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will do great things.
I
am not what I am now.
I am what I see in the Spirit.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go in the mirror and speak. Prophesy yourself on the mirror. Oh my God. Write figures on your diaries. Journal something in your books. Write and begin to speak to the figures. Are you here? So, having understood, or as we are sharing this subject on faith, it is very important to even speak favor, where we discussed about, you can't believe what you don't see. This is why being a watcher is what? Important. Jesus said watch and pray. Why did he say watch? The word watch there is the word ra. It's the word what? Ra. In Hebrew, ra, also known as shoma, which means to observe, to see with an intention to observe, for action. To see with an intention to observe, for action. So when Jesus says, watch and pray, he didn't just say, watch, like, oh, let's pray. After praying, pray, can you all open our eyes? Amen. Amen. Watching like this. Let's pray again. La, 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 la. No, 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 no. Watch. It means what? To see. With what? An intention. To observe in order to act. So scripture says, you must watch, meaning that we are all watchers. A watcher is a guard. Are you here? A watcher is a guard who is responsible of what will happen in their parameters. So if whatever will happen around where I am, I know what was happening. Are you there, right? So, now let's go. Now, after we spoke about watching, we also spoke about locations of watching. It's getting interesting, this teaching where we're going. In fact, it will even be more interesting when we talk about walls and watchtowers. Are you here? Because this month, someone must buy a nice car. I want to start seeing faith working. Someone's document must be approved. Somebody who was not phoning you, they will phone you by faith. Let's go to Mark 11.
Mark 11.
23.
For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.
Does it say he will have what he will pray?
Whatever he says.
Whatever he what?
Says.
Meaning that faith is what? It's a language. Faith speaks.